During the 2013 Sturgis rally, Shauna Fierro was pulled over by a highway patrolman for running a stop sign. After roadside sobriety tests, the trooper arrested Fierro for driving impaired and then, as allowed by current state law, obtained a blood sample without her consent. Defense attorney Joe Cosell says not only did his client not consent to the blood draw, but at the scene she withdrew the consent that's implied when a South Dakotan gets a driver's license.
The state's position appears to be that as soon as you garner your license, that it is a irrevocable consent, that there's no way that you can revoke it. And that's going to be a question that's going to have to be answered by the Supreme Court.
A Butte County magistrate found that law officers should have obtained a warrant before drawing Fierro's blood, and Cosell is asking the state's high court to uphold that ruling. Cosell says the state opinion will clear up confusion resulting from the U.S. Supreme Court's McNeely decision issued in April, which is this: unless there's an emergency situation requiring a quick blood draw, officers have to get a search warrant to get a blood sample from a driver who does not consent. And the fact that alcohol dissipates in the bloodstream is not a sufficient reason to draw blood without a warrant. Attorney General Marty Jackley agrees that the state needs some direction.
We're having instances where particular law enforcement agencies are enforcing the DUI laws differently, and our judiciary is issuing decisions that are not necessarily consistent in different counties.
Jackley says the state's high court previously determined that South Dakota's warrantless blood draws based on implied consent are constitutional. And he maintains that until the state court issues a new opinion post-McNeely, law officers operating under current law are acting in good faith.
Well, right now we have a statute of implied consent, and we have a Supreme Court decision from before that indicated that that statute is constitutional. So the law in South Dakota, until such time as the South Dakota Supreme Court addresses this, is that a warrant is not required.
There is case law in some ways to support that position, but I think it's a stretch to call it good faith when they've been on notice for several months that the Fourth Amendment applies in this scenario.
Defense attorney Joe Cosell says that good faith dynamic is a factor in determining whether McNeely can be applied retroactively to cases handled between the April U.S. Supreme Court decision and the date when the state Supreme Court issues its opinion. South Dakota is not the only state whose DUI blood draw protocols are under review. The attorney general says Minnesota's laws are currently being tested, and lawmakers there plan to address the issues through new legislation. The process of filing briefs and responses takes a few months, so the state Supreme Court won't hear the case for quite some time. In the interim, according to both attorneys, law officers, prosecutors, defense attorneys, judges, and magistrates will navigate without a reliable compass. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.